Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Let heaven now resound with praise, and earth re-echo with its joy, to celebrate with melody the triumph of the chosen twelve. O holy judges of the world, its truest light and trusted guides, incline your ears to our poor prayer, arising from our grateful hearts. To you entrusted was the power of binding and of loosing sin. With but a word we humbly pray, from bonds of trespass set us free. All maladies and evil harm at your command were soon dispelled. Restore our health of soul anew, enrich us with all virtue's grace, so that when Christ our judge shall come, and time and space shall be no more, he may bestow on us a share of heaven's bliss that has no end. All glory to the Father be, all glory to his only Son, and to the Holy Spirit blessed, both now and in eternity. Amen.
The Lord saw Peter and Andrew. He called them to follow him.
The Lord saw Peter and Andrew. He called them to follow him.
I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord saw Peter and Andrew. He called them to follow him.
Come, follow me, said the Lord. I will make you fishers of men.
Come, follow me, said the Lord. I will make you fishers of men.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, follow me, said the Lord. I will make you fishers of men.
They left their nets to follow Christ, their Lord and Redeemer.
They left their nets to follow Christ, their Lord and Redeemer.
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favour he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favour to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
They left their nets to follow Christ, their Lord and Redeemer.
A reading from Ephesians. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ, come to full stature. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Make known his wonders to every people.
How glorious God is.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Andrew served Christ and loyally preached the gospel. With his brother Peter, he laid down his life for God.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me,
and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him
in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Andrew served Christ and loyally preached the gospel. With his brother Peter, he laid down his life for God.
My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead.
We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor.
Help us to preach the gospel to every creature.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life.
Grant that we who work in sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood.
Help us all who work toward achieving this reconciliation.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven.
Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.